Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music, man. Cut that music, Fred. I'm sick. I don't want to hear none of that theme music. This is the Outsiders. This is your champ, Hill's the Best, alongside my good old friend, Mr. President. How you doing today, brother?
I'm great, man. What's good? What's really good?
Not much, man. We're sitting here in our illustrious studios in part unknown. We don't want to let y'all know where our location is. We see what kind of messages that you put in the group. We could just only imagine if you would try to run up, you get done up. Ain't that what we used to say back in the early 2000s?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't come around here unless you're ready to get that business.
Exactly. So, you know, we do that for your safety because, quite frankly, we're not concerned if you run up at all. Now, we're currently in week 9 in the upper echelon, and last night we got a lot of games played. Currently only 4 games left to be played. Prez, are you impressed how quickly this week has transpired?
Yes, I am. I think the world is ready to see the Dolphins-Giants showdown. It's been many years and many seasons in the making, and it's almost here.
Wow. Where is this game taking place, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not sure, but this will be the retirement game for the Giants.
Wow. Breaking news.
We have retired the Patriots, and now we're working to retire the Giants.
Wow. Let's quickly touch on, for the people that's just maybe not, they listen to our show but don't get in the group, we appreciate you 150%. For doing that. But just to get you caught up a little earlier, Prez and Austin exchanged some content. And Prez, you can speak on it just a little bit better than I can because I was at work and I was getting behind actually trying to reach out little ruckus. Can you explain to the listeners that didn't have an opportunity to see what transpired?
Well, you know, I was in the chat about the Wish Gold Sticks a good game because, you know, Gold Sticks and I, we always play great games. And I see in the chat somebody posting my stats, Spencer's stats and Tannehill's stats. And, you know, to me, I know what that is because they say where there's smoke, there's fire. Hello, somebody. So I knew where it was going. So we wanted to nip it in the bud immediately, because I just don't feel that folks should be crying about what the Dolphins organization bring to the table each week, because I'm not cheating you. I'm not doing anything that is against the rules. I'm not taking the rules to the gray area. I'm just playing football, you know, and when you come at and take shots at me on the slide, I take offense to that. So I felt the need to let him know. A child needs to stay in his child place and understand where he is in this division, and that's not looking too good, and I'm not concerned about the Patriots.
Now, Austin is he's been on the Outsiders a few times before, so he is always welcome, and you're not one of those guys that throw a jab and then run and hide, so you will accept him if he comes back on the show. But let me ask you a quick question. What did that statement that he made, that I play real football, What does that mean to you, Prez? Just quickly, we don't want to spend a lot of time on the Dolphins, but what does that statement mean to you?
I'm not quite sure what he means by real football. As far as coming out and lining up and saying, I have the best player on the field, therefore you're going to get work, that is called strategy. That means if you don't like him, take him away. That's what that means. And, you know, so I'm not quite sure what real football is, because if he watches football on the week in and week out basis, there are a few teams who abandon the run, who decide, hey, I don't want to run. We're going to put it on the arm of our quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts come to bail. The Detroit Lions, the Patriots, right? The Packers. Mm-hmm. These are teams that come to mind when I say, okay, you don't get 5,000 yards passing Matt Stafford because you was throwing dump offs. Hello, somebody. So I'm not quite sure what games he's watching, but what it is that's just folks crying because they don't have an antidote for what I'm bringing to the table. And you don't cry, dry your eyes. Hello, somebody.
I just
feel like it's ridiculous. But it's not just Austin who cries. There are other folks, and I pointed this out last show, so I'm not going to go on it again. But there are other folks who cry. You know, they dog you out when you down, and when you put your foot in their butt, now they want to get in the chat and say, what about sportsmanship? What about... Get over it. You're in the wrong league, and I'm going to file a petition for that sportsman rule to just be nullified and just pretty much be taken out, because that is just another reason. That's just another thing for somebody to cry about. My opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree, and I'm not quite sure if you got to see in the group. One of our great guests, UPT, got in the chat yesterday and. Basically wrote a nice lengthy speech. I don't know if you got to see it, Prez, but he...
Yes, I did see UPT. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. He said he's
too.
Not waving
exactly.
A white flag. Hello, somebody.
So he basically tell you, kill him. That's basically what he's saying.
That's fine.
So I want to... Like I said, we don't want to spend a lot of time. We don't want to keep... our great listeners keep listening to the same material. This is not your wine and cheese type of show. This is not your rerun type of show. So we're not trying to give you the same material. But all we want to say is this. With that rule, it's just there. To be honest, knuckle up, man up. If you're still chucking that football, just expect that man to run you out the football field. If you don't want to run up, and I'm going to say this about the Bills last night. And I know he don't mind me telling him, so I will. He said last night he was down 2 or 3 scores in the fourth quarter. He knew it wasn't coming back, so guess what he did? He ran the ball out. And the Redskins did the same. That's cool. Both of you, they agreed to it. That's fine. But if he's still chucking it up like he said, he'll take that butt whooping like a man, and next week he'll be ready to play. And that's what we want guys to see. Get out of this. You're protected by getting embarrassed out here. Bring your game, step your game up. This is season 5. It's UE5. It's a quest for a championship. We got Jacquez Spencer. We have the Tennessee Titans still undefeated. We have Carolina Panthers, maybe not that good. We got the Colts being good. We got a lot of good teams. Get in where you fit in, Fred. If you feel what I'm saying, get in where you fit in. If you're speaking of being taken, if you're getting beat, get your hands up, start protecting yourself a little bit more, or wave that white flag. But I just want to see you fight. That rule is in there, but I'm kind of like, I'm not saying call a timeout with 1 second and throw football. Now, that's disrespectful.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see none of
Absolutely.
That. Yeah, I don't want to see none of that. Now, I don't want to see you call a timeout to get more points. But if this guy's blitzing every play, I'm not going to ask you to run that blitz. Throw it over the top. Celebrate if you want to go on the end zone if you want to. That's fine with me. All I'm saying is, guys, let's just respect one another. Let's be big boys. Like Prez said, we're all men in here. This is not your rated PG show or rated PG league. And, Prez, let's just go ahead and switch gears real quickly. We've seen some
Absolutely.
History made. We've seen history made throughout this season, and currently week 9. Jacquez Spencer, he's now the owner of the single-season touchdown reception record. I want to give you a quick congratulations. Also, Ryan Shazier for the Pittsburgh Steelers had 109 yard interception return. Did you see that, Fred? Did you see the news about that?
I did not.
So we had a lot of history-making moments in week 9 in upper echelon. And Prez, quickly, what would you like to say to all Jacquez Spencer?
Continue to come in the show and enjoy what we're doing here. History is being made, and hopefully this history will not be for naught.
Okay. All right. Well, we surely like that. Now, we're in week 9. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the schedule. Like we said, we ain't got many games left to play. A lot of guys got the games in. We got Packers at Lions left. Raiders and Vikings are currently in game. Not quite sure that score. I was watching that game. I'm not quite sure the score now, so I'm not going to sit here and waste time on that. No, hold up. It's ugly. Let's just put it that way. Minnesota is running away with 49-17. It's a live update score on that.
Wow.
That's embarrassing. Seahawks and 49ers. And I know Perez is rooting very hard for the Seahawks, but he probably doesn't have to root too hard. That's 49ers just can't seem to get out their own way.
Absolutely, and I thank God for that.
Oh, man. So we're going to week 10. Let's go ahead and skip ahead of week 10, like you said. And as Jacquez Spencer will take his talent to the Big Apple, that game will be at MetLife Stadium. Giants, Dolphins, Preds, Will. It might not be the game of the weekend, Daddy Lee, but it's the game of the week. And upper echelon, because we know DJ and KC plays next week as well. So that might be just, y'all might be overshadowed just a tad bit. But
well, we already know the outcome of that game, so I don't know why we'll be outshadowed. KT is going to blow that game away. It's not really the shit of that game. So I'm going to go out and say KT beat the brakes off DJM 41-13.
Wow. Wow. And DJM is a staple to the show. But we don't hold punches here. Now, week 10, quickly. Will, Prez, we might not get to do another show in the next few days. I just want to know what your thoughts is on that matchup first. I know we've been sitting here talking, and you've tried to stay focused. That old cliche, I'm taking it one game at a time. Now the next game that you take at a time is finally Prez and Will. 4 years later, 4 seasons later, how do you feel?
I feel great, actually. The last time we played in Huey, you know what the outcome was. We spanked that tail. We took it easy on them. We called the dogs off. We played them a few weeks ago in the other league that we don't speak on, and it didn't roll well for them there. And the best part about that, it was what I call vanilla. We didn't give them the whole shebang. We did something that we don't normally do. We rushed the ball. We ran the ball. We did something because I didn't want to, what happened with Clemmy to happen with him, and that was to show too much too fast too early and then play him in this league, and then it's whoop that is. He's ready for it. So he doesn't know what's coming. We're going to punch him in the mouth, kick him in the ass, and let him know he's still a New York football trash. Hello, somebody.
Wow. Wow. Now, Spencer, I know that he is a guy that the Giants will look into. Jacquez Spencer is hands down. We all know he's going to be the MVP. We're currently working on our first ever UE Awards. This is the first of Prez actually hearing it. I signed a contract with this guy last night at Subway. Made an agreement. No, it was not Jared. Please get that out your head. I would never do a deal with that guy. We made a deal, and hopefully we can get Upper Echelon Awards out, voting being taken place. Prez will know a little bit more about it. How you feel about that breaking news I brought to the show? I just wanted to say that a little bit for you.
It's exciting. I'm pretty excited because I have an opportunity to win this inaugural award. And with that being said, we're going to continue to keep trucking because when you think about the work that Jacquez Spencer is putting in right now, it is something to watch. It is a show to watch. It is something to tell your children about. So I'm pretty excited about these awards because I am hoping that I am the first recipient of such awards.
Wow, wow. So keep yourselves peeled to the group. Also, we'll get it out to you. We'll get the information out. We definitely want people to participate in that, and we'll let you know further about that. Okay, so now, last night we had the Super Bowl rematch. myself and KT. It was another wonderful, outstanding game. Really, it was 31-23, but I think it was a little bit more low scoring than usual. KT didn't score in the second half, and that is something that rarely happens to him as he beats shut out in consecutive quarters. So I really do think DJM and KT might be a very, very dangerous matchup. KT will be not happy or thrilled.
Well, you know, KT just was off. You know, I think he gets in his own way. You have a way to get in his head before you guys play. You drop little pieces in the chat and you get him to chime back. And my coach always told me, he said, if you want to get into a player's head, get him to talk back. The longer he stays quiet, the better chance he might get off on you. And you have a way to get him to chime back in to help him not see the bigger picture, I'm assuming. I'm not quite sure on how you do it, but it's quite amazing. And I will say to you, that won't work when we play. You won't be able to dangle a carrot in my face and think I'm going to take it. I will back away and say, no, devil, move away from me.
Well, friends, you know, I take that as a compliment. Like I tell a lot of guys that they're not in these leagues, of course, and I will not give this extent to what I tell them. But just to summarize, I just let them know that sometimes you be the guy. But that's my that's the way that I usually get the job done. KT was up 10-0 last night, as a matter of fact. It's a mystique, and it's something that I take great pride in. And you too, my friend, will fall into the trap. No one has never fell in that trap that I didn't want to fall in. No pun intended to the Seattle Seahawks on a trap, but you will fall into Prez. And I want to address you too quickly, Prez. Jacquez Spencer is a phenomenal talent, and I think the world. You and myself want to see this match. I think the league want to see what would heal the best do against a guy like Spencer, who is just mowing up 300-yard games like it's no one's business. So we're saying, we're not asking you, Prez. We're pleading to you. Make sure you make it in the playoffs, because the Tennessee Titans is very intriguing to see. The only other team that I want to beat badly, then I want to beat the Dolphins, is your coach. And that just might, and just so happened that be your little buddy, Mr. Seafood. And there's nothing but mutual respect for him. But I ain't won in Indianapolis in the last two seasons. And week 13 is the only game that I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season. So, Prez, make sure you do and handle your bit.
Well, I would say this. I may be fortunate to be in a division that will allow me to walk in, hopefully. I was looking at the way they're playing, and I was looking at the schedule, and it doesn't bode well for those two guys, and I'm speaking to the Bills and Patriots. So, you know, if everything unfolds the way I expect it to unfold, I should be able to go on auto in a few weeks. And once Spencer, we will rest our staff for however many weeks, because he has already achieved the record. I believe he has, in a half a season, he has most people's careers. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're ready, and as far as you and Spencer, he has torched you once before. I believe he had 6 catches, 208, and 3 touchdowns. So he knows how to whoop you, and he's ready for the challenge again.
We'll leave it at that. But I just want to touch on a comment that you made. You slid it in there. You said you will be able to go on auto in a few weeks. Are you telling me that this division is the Patriots and Bills in particular, they're taking those dives now, that this is it's almost over?
I won't say they're taking nose guys, but I know definitely the Patriots, they have been so consumed about Spencer, they haven't been able to worry about their game. So I believe they're done. And as far as the Bills, they lost to Flabbernacker in a close game to the Jets recently. So with all that being said, I was looking at the schedule. They have some tough games.
Yeah, they do.
If it unfolds the way I foresee it, I should be able to go on auto. It is week 9. I'm thinking I should be able to go on auto by week 4, by week 13, 12 or 13.
Wow.
So the next three weeks will determine, I believe, you know, we'll be, once when we clinch this division, they are auto. We don't need to go for any more records and have an opportunity to get Spencer hurt because they're gunning for him. I mean, Goldsticks knocked him out today, and, you know, I can only imagine. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what was going on in the Patriots household. I'm pretty sure he lost his mind, but it was just cramp. You know, he didn't get hydrated this week. He was partying a little too much, and he just didn't have enough Gatorade, so he was good. He took two plays off and came back and got a touchdown, and, you know, that's what he do. He's a warrior.
Wow. All right, let's. That is astonishing news for the AFC East, that it's been taken over by the Dolphins. Now, we want to look at some teams that is the last part of the show that has come back this season, that is currently top of their division and conference. Seattle Seahawks trap has came back with a vengeance. Kansas City Chiefs have came back and won 6 games already in 8 games, and they only won 7 games last year, the entire season. And the team that I had picked before the season started, no one wants to give me my due. Prez, you probably didn't even know about it, but I predicted this. And I don't even know why. I'm not even going to say their name, and you should know who it is. I'm just going to say the first name. The Dallas team, the football team that plays in Dallas, is 5-2. And I predicted that man would make a run this season, and he has made me look like a genius. He's 5-2. He is playing wonderful football. He has made some great trades in the offseason. And we know that Fly is one of those GMs that gets the job done, gets the talent that he wants in. He's 5-2 currently. And I look at his schedule as I am a Woody Page guy. It doesn't look difficult down the stretch. He has the Bears this week. I like that game. The Bills will be a difficult challenge. Him and Clemmy always go back and forth. Smooth, we never know if he's going to play. He's about gone. He got the Patriots, your boy Austin. We both agree Austin is about finished right now. He's mentally destroyed. You destroyed him. Spencer, it's a Spencer effect. Falcons, Green Bay, that might be tough. Jets, Redskins. I like Dallas winning 12 to 13 games this season. What did you see?
Like Dallas, and I feel that that shootout that we had might have really put him in a position to smell himself. Per se, I think he's feeling good right now. He's a great competitor. He's a great owner, and with all things that he goes through on his day to day basis, to be able to come out and be a winner, it says a lot about him and as a person, as a man, and as a Madden player. I admire him, and I mean this wholeheartedly. I'm not just saying this for the show. And more people should understand when he is always available to play his games with all things considered. So there should be no excuse why other folks can't get it in and get it done, i.e. smooth. Sorry. I went off script. I apologize.
No, you did. And I mean, I can piggyback that because I agree 100%. We're not getting into details about any of what we're saying, but he goes through what no man will wish on another man, and he is still playing his game. And like you said, he's not just playing his game; he's winning. He's built up a team. He's done it his way. It's not the way that people, the conventional way, but Fly has molded his team, got the talent he has. Fly is a competitor, and like you said, the man is an incredible season so far. And it's one of those type of season, Prez. I know me and you both are competitors, but it's one of those type of seasons where you're rooting for a guy like him. I hate his team. I hate his franchise.
I agree 100%, and I'm actually rooting for him to come out of the NFC. Hopefully we can have a Super Bowl, Dolphins, Cowboys, Super Bowl, and give you guys a show. Because what UE is lacking from the Super Bowl winner is a show, and it's something that I feel Flyer myself will do better than anyone in this league.
Wow, wow. We're going to go as far as Dallas, Miami and Dallas and Super Bowl. Let's stop.
I just want to just show you what I just did there. Because we had such a great segment and we were speaking on something that was so important, it's like when you're talking about somebody and then they intervene, church, right? A God, you can't come back from that. Or like at the Apollo when you sung a gospel song, you couldn't get booed. That's what I just did there. And I just want to let America know that's how you outsmart your host.
Wow. We don't have a caller been on hold for about 6 minutes. My intern is terrible. There's no way. I don't know if we can get him in. Caller.
Yo.
Praise and Will. We got 2 minutes, guys. My intern didn't get this call. Praise and Will, take the floor. Please, guys.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Will? What's going on, New York football trash? What's good?
Oh, man, ain't nothing. You just vibing, you know. I ain't been on the show in a minute, so, you know, I was like, let me get these boys up.
Since we shut on time, the intern messes up, you can actually have this time because the time will be mine later on, hopefully this evening or tomorrow. Please proceed, Mr. Will.
Oh, you talking about the day, the big day that everybody want to see. That's what you're talking about, huh?
Exactly.
Listen, man. Only thing I got to say about that game right there, man, may the best man win, you know. Hopefully the Madden God stay out of the game. The EA Sports stay out of the game. I just want a straight football game. You know, I told one of our colleagues that we play today. I told him, I say, well, you know, I hope our game is the same way the rest of my games be for the rest of the season. Go all the way down to the end of the clock. I wanted to go down to the 10-second minute, 10-second point, and I just pull off the win. It's nothing more greater than that. Just to show you how clutch you are, you know?
Well, Will, let me ask you a quick question. What is your game plan to stopping Spencer? What is your game plan, Will, quickly? What is your game plan for Spencer?
You say stop who?
Spencer.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Jacquez Spencer.
Okay, come again. I'm not familiar with that guy.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't know his name now, but I guarantee you he will know
this
his name later this afternoon. Hello, somebody. Oh, you talking about somebody from Houston? You talking about somebody from the Dolphins team?
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, I ain't trying to be rude or nothing. You know, I just don't know who that. If it's not a football Giants player, then I don't know who it is. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I just don't keep up with other players. That's all. It's nothing personal.
Will, it's 30 seconds left. Like I say, we apologize. Our intern was not getting the job done. He's been fraud. He's going to be fired. Will. What will the final score be? Quickly, what's the final score will be in week 10 of the most anticipated matchup in UE history? What's the final score will be?
If I got to give you a score, I say the New York football Giants 28, the Miami Dolphins 10.
Wow, I love it. And that's the final word here on The Outsiders. Father and Tablet froze up on me, man.
Yeah, that was funny.
Will, you still there?
Yeah, man.
What's happening?
Yeah. My Darren Tablet, man, I was hitting the thing, and I had to refresh it. Then I seen you was on hold about 5 to 6 minutes. I said, dang.
Yeah. We it don't worry about it, because, you know, when we play tonight, you know, everybody going to hear you bitching and moaning through your TV tonight. don't you worry, Mr. Will. Hey man, listen, man. When I bitch and moan, that's you know, that's me being my coach. I done stepped out of my gym mode. I'm playing the coach then. That's all that is.
I mean, it's
fine. I mean, because we played the other day, and I listen here, Hills. We playing the other day in NGZ. I'm beating the shit out of him, right? And this, he was like, the flag came on the play, and I knew it was defensive holding, so I threw the ball, and I kept going, and I started high-stepping from, like, the 30. He's like, ah, man, yeah, that's coming back. That's offensive holding. That's offensive holding. It's coming back. Defensive holding. Ah, oh, man. Dude, I hear, man, listen to me, bro. When I tell you this nigga was getting pretty much every fucking call in the book, that nigga was getting everything. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Dude, but I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something, though. We were 1-1 over there. I think I already know for a fact that my team and my New York football team is way better than my Panthers team. I know that for a fact. That's
you
not
sure?
Even a given.
So that's hashtag fact.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's more fact. That's hashtag. That's what it is.
Yeah, I sure can't wait to these last few games of theirs, boy.
Golly.
I need these
games
going to
be
played.
I just hope it ain't too late, cause boy, I got a game at 8:00, and I'm kidding my ass.
I don't know what time you know
tomorrow's always good. Shit, you know ain't no big deal. You know tomorrow's definitely always good. The crazy thing is I only got one game today. That's why I'm like, oh shit, he ain't getting played.
Now,
shit,
tomorrow I'll probably
get
in.
Like, no, we ain't got number
4.
I ain't been back in the chat.
Yo, I'm coming your way tomorrow, man. I'll be in Miami at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in what, in the morning?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. I should get up by 8. That's the plan any goddamn way. I'm trying to get up with my people to see if they ain't answering the phone. So I don't know if they don't answer the phone. I'm not gonna grab all that damn them motherfuckers don't answer.
You talking about the ones who you said in Cutler Bay?
Yeah. My people. Yeah, my homeboy and his wife and kid.
I'd be at work at 8 o'clock. Excuse me.
How far you
stay
from that, Will?
Say again.
I said, how far you stay from where he going to visit tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not that far away. That's why I say, it depends on, like, what area where I'm at. They trying to call this shit Cutler Bay, too, but, you know, it is what it is.
What was I going to say? I'll be by FIU because I might stop by the campus because I know the president, and I might be trying to get a job down there. I looked on the internet, boy, they got an $80,000 job. The FIU that I qualify for, so I'm going to make me some stops.
So what's your holdup? That sounds like a plan right there. Yeah, that's why I'm coming.
But I'm gonna call him. But the problem is, I don't know if they already got somebody because the way that shit works, a lot of times like they be posting those jobs, but they already got the person who they gonna fill it with. Yeah,
you
know,
I just got to put it up for rules.
Yeah, I got to make sure all the bureaucrat shit ain't in the mix before I start trying to really make a move. So that's why I'm going to call the vice president to get a beat of what's the word.
Yeah, man.
But I know I do got a beat on the word of them dolphins. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Huh?
I say I got a word and a beat on them dolphins. They just text me, Spencer, say he's going to beat the shit out of you, boy.
Man, Spencer, hey, Sp-
Spencer better know his role and sit the fuck down somewhere. We got some winners over here, boy. I put that nigga ass on the sideline permanently.
Listen, I already decided earlier today after Goldstick lit him up that I am no longer trying to make that extra 5 or 6 yards. We falling down. We gonna take it down. Y'all not gonna hurt my receiver.
You better tell your ass down. I'm hitting you still. What's you do that? We play old school football, nigga. This ain't that new 2016 shit. This that 1980 shit right here, boy.
Talk about going to the ground, bringing the knee and the elbow.
Yeah, boy, when you're down in the ground, nigga, trying to go for the fumble, we gouging you in your eye.
So it sounds like you guys are with a lot of illegal. So let me get this right. Al Davis is your owner.
Okay, cool. No worries.
You just said y'all trying to try to hurt us.
Al Davis ain't the owner, but goddamn, his inspiration is ringing around our locker room. Win, baby, win.
What, by chance, I mean, I know we off the air, but Will, what is your record in UE?
My record in UE, I think I'm 4-4, bro. I think I'm 4-4.
Oh,
I heard that bullshit shit y'all talking about with Fly, man. That nigga ass is out of there, boy. That nigga ass out of there. I gave that nigga life, man. I gave that nigga life. I had that nigga ass on life support in his dick. I ain't giving nobody else no motherfucking freeze, nigga.
I'm excited that you have to leave your milk carton at home.
Man, listen. The milkman is fully prepared to be in this game whenever he needs to be there. I guarantee you that.
If he gotta
come in the game with 10 seconds left, his ass is in there.
Yeah, you know, under, I feel like in both halves, when you under 2 minute warning, 3 minutes, I understand the milkman coming out. I just don't want to see the milkman out in the first quarter. Your first drive, because truth be told, with what Spencer's gonna do to you, you're gonna need every second.
Man, listen, bro. When I tell you something, I'm gonna tell you something now. Just hear me out. You ain't gotta feel me, but just hear me out. That same shit. What's his name? Try to do that same shit. KT. And you see what the outcome of that score was? That nigga didn't blow shit out. His wide receiver went to the sideline.
And
he won with 14 to 13 or some shit like that. 14
yeah,
to 10.
Yeah,
his
14,
wide
13.
Receiver is not Spencer.
Listen,
you know?
Man. Okay.
What's going on?
Don't get Spencer's feelings hurt, man. That's all I'm saying. Don't get his feelings hurt. And don't get his ass put in hospital.
Well, I sure wish we were in action right now, boy, so the world can see this action.
Y'all already know everybody wanted to see us play anyway. All that
exactly.
Shit talking we've been doing.
Exactly.
They done seen me whoop on your ass the last time you were talking shit. But they ain't seen nothing yet.
We're really gonna bring a real good game to the table. I wanted to bring this on the show, bro, to be honest with you,
I don't even want you scoring the first half. You can get it in the second half, but I don't even want you scoring in the first half. I'm being honest with you. That's just me being honest. I ain't saying you can't. I'm just saying I don't
This is what I will assure you. Jaquan Spencer will not catch receiving touchdowns against you. He will have all rushing touchdowns. I have already put all wide receiver sweeps in my playbook just for Jaquan Spencer and for this game. He will not have 300 yards receiving against you. He will have 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving. He's going to do something different.
Don't get that man put on. Don't get that man put on the injury list, man.
We first play, we running the – listen, I will have more rushing yards this game than I've had all season.
Put in the book. That shit sounds funny. Listen, I don't give a fuck about no rushing yard. I don't give a fuck about no passing yard. Only thing I'm worried about is my score is higher than yours when that bitch say 0-0.
But you honestly know that's not going to be the case, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I was beating the shit out of you when I was playing the NGZ, and when I came on the mic, I felt bad for you. You remember I told you this? And I took it easy. Oh, you remember?
Man,
you remember?
Let me tell you
what I came on the chat room.
Hey, here, can you rewind this shit back? Because you didn't hear me the first time. I just said my Giants team is better than them Panthers. Now,
well, what I'm suggesting to you, it don't matter the team, it's the youth.
The first time I played you with them Panthers, and everybody who was watching seen me annihilate your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Then EA jumped in with his fuck ass and let you try to come back. But I still held the fort down. You understand?
Well,
what I'm saying?
We were running them up. We was bamboozled. We was hoodwinked. Okay. But what I can tell you is we won't be fooled again. Okay. What I'm telling you, right? What you say, Ryan? Because Ryan and Tanner here riding in the car with me as I'm driving to the house after we just poured some pot. What you say?
Wow.
Well, he said he gonna break his own touchdown record. He got 8. He said he's going to break Big Ben record and have 10 this game.
No, nigga, if a nigga ever touched 10 touchdowns on me, I would quit. I will not play Madden ever again that year. I will wait the following year to play Madden.
He's going to quit.
Boy,
I will put 10 touchdowns
boy,
on.
All I can say is, boy, woo! Like, that's boy rich enough. Boy, you doing 10 touchdown passes on me? Nigga, you doing some illegal shit. I guarantee you that. Ain't shit by that shit right there, positive. Ain't nothing. Nigga, your ass going to punch the jailhouse for some shit like that, boy. Ain't no way in it.
Oh,
hell, look at it. Hey, now let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. Now, you know Hills is better than you, right?
Some people say tomato, some people say tomato.
You know he is better than me, right?
We know he's better than you, but he's not better than me. Look, he's not better than me, so that might be the issue.
He don't even know 10 touchdowns, bro. Come on, man. That shit is impossible, man. I know it's a moonwalk called Mission Impossible and 1, 2, 3 and all that, but, man, shit. Listen, this is a remix here. That's impossible. Impossible.
So I'm gonna make the impossible possible.
Watch report this shit right here, right now. If you throw 10 touchdowns on me, y'all won't see me no more this year.
Wow, we putting that in a group. This has got to go in the group. Breaking news.
I guarantee you that. You will not see me and UE no more this year. You won't see me and that motherfucker until 2017 come out. I guarantee you that. Because, bitch, I don't deserve to play no more.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Would 9 work?
What?
What if I get 9 and not 10? Is that still retirement?
Man, listen, man. If you get 9, nigga, I'm quitting too.
This is an old wrestling, man. This is an old wrestling match. Hey, they're retirement match.
Man, I'm hanging them bitches up. Nigga, I might just leave all my leaves and be like, fuck it, bro. I can't even play them. I'm sorry for even wasting y'all time. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we play, bitch, because I'm hanging 10 touchdowns.
Wow. Boy, oh, wow.
You better not be